bottom line, why should someone buy this EP when it's released in January? Like, give me your elevator pitch.
Why they should buy it?
Yeah.
Well, it's very insightful, and to me, I think the message that I have put forth in a lot of my songs is about humanity and love, being it loving yourself, loving your fellow man, loving your significant other, loving your family and friends. I think love is one of the things that makes the world go around, as well as humanity. And a lot of the songs on here really speak to those kind of emotions and those kind of feelings. And I think especially with the state of the world today, you know, 2016 is kind of a hard year for a lot of people, and a really hard year for a lot of people. And I think that starting 2017 fresh, I think it's a really good time for this record because people can kind of get lost in not only, I mean, the production on it is great. Like, John did an incredible job, and obviously I gave my sense and stuff with him, but he was, you know, sonically what he did with building off of what I wrote, I think is really cool. And it's a nice cocoon of an album, sort of just kind of immerse yourself in and, you know, check out for a good 20 or 30 minutes and listen to songs that each one was written for very different reasons, but really speak to that, that human experience, from a very real, personal, honest place. And I think that that's, you know, a lot of the artists that are finding a lot of success these days, these country artists or the Adeles of the world are, you know, finding success because they are speaking as if it's like a conversation with another person. And I think that the record has a lot of aspects of that to it. It was really fun to write, and I think that a lot, and fun to like produce, and, you know, even going through all those emotions, I think that it was a really incredible experience, and I really want to share it with people just because it's something I'm very proud of too.